Welcome to the 78th episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I'm Quizmaster Lee. I'm joined here by Quizmaster
Mark Davis.
Is that who you are today?
I is.
Great. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, my friend.
My friend. And we have our two friends as well.
We've got
Jamie.
Hey, hey.
In the house. And our journeyman, Adam, our journeyman quizmaster. You're like Benjen Stark on Game of Thrones, the trivia outrider, out on the perimeter, seeking out new trivia horizons.
Ni hao, Adam. Yeah. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
That was a crazy trivia event that you had, like 7 quizmasters. Remember when you called in?
Yeah.
A few episodes back?
That was awful.
It sounded terrible.
It was really bad.
And it seemed like they were all like dunking on each other, like, yeah, we're the quizmasters. Now you ask hard questions. Boom.
It was so bad.
Mess them up.
It was so bad.
Fun focused, I think, is how trivia should be. You know, you want to maximize the fun, not confusion. And
it took Adam 58 hours to get here.
That's true.
He's just waking up now, folks. Don't worry.
That jet lag.
He's back to sleep.
He had to crawl here.
Technically,
if you hear snoring, ladies and gentlemen, that's the jet lag kicking in.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mark, you mentioned a Big Mac story when Adam called in. You said next time he comes down, we got to have him tell the Big Mac story.
Which, as I've been corrected, it is not his story.
Oh, okay.
But I can tell it.
Yeah. But he can tell it.
Well, lay it on us, man.
So this is a great travel story, international travel story. A friend of mine, James, on his first international teaching job, he landed in Japan for the first time. I think he was in his 20s. He's Northern Irish, and he was hungry and just like jet lagged and whatever. And he looked around, and this is like the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, smartphones non-existent. He had a translation book, Japanese to English, but he just looked around and he was hungry and he saw a McDonald's, and so he wandered in and he thought, you know, I can get, even without any Japanese, I can get a sandwich at McDonald's. And mm-hmm. so he goes in and he walks up to the counter and everything's in Japanese, and he says, can I have a Big Mac, please?
Mm-hmm.
One Big Mac. And the person at the counter is shrugging, looking to the other people behind the counter, like,
they don't
is this guy trying to order?
Mm-hmm.
And he's
should've got a Royale with cheese.
Oh. He's moving. He's making motions with his hands,
as if to grab a hamburger,
two patties,
trying to illustrate the ingredients.
He's building it in the air. And sprinkling the sesame seeds.
Did
on
he
top.
Sing the song?
Probably. And he's just asking, I just want a Big Mac, just a Big Mac. And after a couple minutes, a bystander comes up and says, like, oh, I speak English. Do you need help? He said, yeah, I'm just trying to order a Big Mac. And the guy's like, oh, okay, I will help you. No problem. And so he walked up to the counter and ordered a Big Mac.
I can tell there's a difference. Yeah, I can tell. I can see where there would be the confusion.
Which they all the people behind the counter were like, "Oh,
he almost had it, but if he had fixed his pronunciation,
exactly,
they would have known
Big
what he
Mac
was saying.
Wasn't enough. Big Mac. That does.
Yeah, Big Mac. It might be like shit on me or something. Yeah. Like, what? What? All right, right on. Well. Yeah, entertaining story. These days, I think, didn't Microsoft just release something like a Babel Fish? It's like a thing, like an earpiece that does like live translation.
Whoa. Yeah.
We use live translation pretty much every day.
Oh, wow.
Through various phone apps.
Mm-hmm.
We use like the Baidu. That's one of the major.
Yeah, this is
Chinese
in China, by the way.
Search engines, yeah.
For people who aren't familiar with Adam and where he is from.
It has a
nowadays.
That would be the Chengchun province, wouldn't that, Adam?
It would be.
Chengchun is a city.
Oh.
It's in Jilin province.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a common mistake.
Mistake, yeah.
Where you live and work. Home base, basically.
Yes. There's a few apps. There's a few apps you can use, and it's not instant. It's like hold to speak in English, mm-hmm. and then it pops out a translation, but it's close enough.
Gotcha.
It's quick.
And have you been hosting trivia lately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I host every week. At Fashioning Beer.
Cool. Still at the old stomping grounds.
I'm glad to know that it stood the test of time.
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
Any bump in interest since the no-no has played there? Anybody coming in going, we heard about this on the no-no. Are we sending anybody your way?
I would say roughly zero people.
We'll keep working on that. Go see roughly Adam at Fashioning Beer for his trivia if you're there, of course. Jamie,
yes,
how was your time guest hosting for Trivia with Mark recently?
Not too bad. It had been quite a while, so it was...
Was that during the Mavis Staples show?
That was. He was jamming out to Mavis Staples, and I was holding it down.
Nice.
So, yeah, it'd been a while. I felt a little nervous because I hadn't done it in such a long time, but it's kind of like riding a bike.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Cool. Yeah. So how was your crowd?
Pretty decent. I think we had like 10 or 12 teams. Fletcher and Kristen were there, and some of the usual suspects.
Yeah.
Zach and
that was about my team count this week, and I felt like it was a bit heavier than usual, so I could understand the pressures involved there.
You know, and now that there's so many like real regular intense teams that really like play to play, you know?
Yeah.
You're kind of like, oof, I hope I did okay.
You guys picked up Pootie Tang for me. They used to come to my Wednesday nights at Bury Me, but since they closed, I think they've been showing up to yours.
And what's so funny is that was Kristen and Fletcher's name for the longest time was Pootie Tang.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So it was real, like Kristen and Fletcher both went, rrr?
Yeah. They look over, it's them.
They're like, what?
It's them, but younger.
Yeah, it's like time flip.
Right on. So, Mark, it was Christmas Day on Wednesday this week.
It was.
So, no trivia.
Nope.
Yeah. You just attended my trivia, basically, on Thursday.
I think, to
celebrate the holiday. It was great to see you guys out. But first, on Monday.
Monday.
Weekly wrap-up music. Boop. There it is. at the Palace, there were lots of teams in attendance, including one with podcast listener Caleb, who came in from Tallahassee. His team was going by Elf on the Fuck Your Shelf. I think it's like my favorite holiday themed trivia name ever, maybe. Old Moist Nicholas won the second round in overall prize with just 53 points that night. They lost rounds 1 and 3 to Geralt of Trivia, who won both rounds on tiebreakers and bonus points.
Wow.
Basically. So a bit close.
And that was all Christmas questions, yeah?
It was all Christmas themed, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then on Thursday, we had a packed house again. We even ran out of seats. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but there were people coming in. They came for trivia. They like looked around and they were like, oh shit. Well, we don't want to stand around. And they left. But then there was a team that came in and stood and played. So that was kind of cool. The first round went to Endless Summer, though they forfeited their prize to the Moon Alice, who tied them. As You Wish took the second round, while Really Bad at This took the third round and overall prize. So congratulations to them. If you want to play No Nonsense Trivia live in the coming weeks, you have a few opportunities to do so. First, we will be at the Palace Pub and Wine Bar for No Nonsense Trivia Challenge number 256. We'll be asking questions about U.S. geography, Star Wars, cooking, 2010s rappers, World War II, famous porno flicks, and more. Final wager question that evening will be a question about dogs, selected by Elise Navidad, and All I Want for Christmas is Rue. On Wednesday this week, you can see Mark Davis hosting trivia and play his trivia at Nice Guys Pizza in Cape Coral, Florida.
Come and see me New Year's Day.
That starts at 9 p.m., right?
Yes.
And then the following Thursday, for No Nonsense Trivia Challenge number 257 at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral, the categories for that quiz will include world geography, food and drink, the 1990s, Broadway musicals, classic WWF. They're not going to sue me. I can call them that all I want. Presidential pets and more. The final wager question that evening will be a question about 1990s video games, selected by John Stamos. We'll be back at Gather later on this month in January. And on January 25th, we will travel to a galaxy far, far away for the No Nonsense Trivia Challenge Star Wars edition.
Ooh.
We'll be asking questions from the entire universe of Star Wars, including the movies, the books, the TV shows, canon Star Wars, Legends, Expanded Universe, the toys, the memes, behind the scenes, and more. So join us on Saturday, January 25th for Star Wars Trivia at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral, Florida. You can find out more information about that and all of our live events online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play, and you can win prizes after every round. Join us. Won't you?
Is that DuckTales?
No, I was trying to bring it back. We did this thing. Mark, you don't like it. You don't like the upbeat, won't you?
I told you I didn't like it.
Well, I just thought, you know.
And then you said now it's complete.
Yeah, but then we didn't do it a week, again. So I thought I'd bring it back.
Man.
All right.
I was off guard.
We'll talk about this more in the break. Let's take a break, and then we'll be back with some trivia. Excited about the questions that I got for you guys. I think I might have found the most dangerous trivia question to ask you in the final round here.
Nice.
So, get ready.
Bring it.
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Bring it.
Final round question.
Jamie's asking for it. Are you sure? This is, like I said, this is a straight up dangerous trivia question.
Anything to redeem myself for my first and most horrible appearance here on the podcast.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Just like I said, it's dangerous. Like, hearing the question can harm you. Just hearing it. And I just want everybody to know, I'm going to drop this thing at the end of this episode. So if you don't want any part of this, maybe cut out at the final round. But I have, I think, discovered the most dangerous trivia question of all time.
I like it.
Yeah.
It certainly has the biggest buildup.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, I don't know. Who's going first? We got a bunch of quiz masters here. We need a question, right? Who's I don't want to go first. I don't want to do it. I've already been bragging about my last question.
I don't care.
I guess I'll start.
I can start.
Oh, okay. Thanks, okay. Mark.
You got it. Here's your first question. The cob nut or filber nut is the fruit of what tree?
The cob nut and the filber nut.
Filber nut.
These are this tree's children. That's what they chose for names. Okay.
Well,
how can they have two different nuts on the tree?
Well, I think it's one nut with two names.
Nuts, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to assume.
Frank and Terry.
Cop nut.
Isn't filber, isn't that another name for the
walnut?
Hazelnut?
Really hazelnut, you're right. I think you're right.
The filbert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is another name for a popular nut.
But what fruit?
What about the
bears that nut?
You said fruit or tree?
He said fruit, right?
No, Mark? He said tree.
What tree?
Tree. Yeah. So hazelnut tree.
I mean, so the nut fruit. Is the fruit of that tree. You said fruit somewhere. Yeah.
The cob really nut or filber nut is the fruit of what tree?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this is just from the repository, right, Mark?
It is.
Yeah.
You're because just I didn't write questions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that I had, but I did not because, you know.
So this is some classic Mark Davis the difficulty, basically.
It's a good question.
Thanks.
Walnut tree? Or a hazelnut tree. Could it be walnut? Or how do you feel? What's your confidence, Jamie, on the hazelnut thing?
70%?
Adam, any ideas?
The Brazil nut has a lot of nicknames.
The filbert, though? The Brazil nut tree? The Brazil tree. That's the thing. It's like, is the tree named after this other nut even, you know? We're like banking filbert. On this, like, what other nut is it? But we even need the tree.
Filbert.
Hazelnut sounds so familiar.
I've never heard a nickname for a hazelnut. Everybody just calls it a hazelnut.
Well, it's not a nickname. It's got a...
Or a separate name.
It's like rocket and arugula. It's kind of just depending on where
came from. What is the Ohio Buckeyes? Is that like a tree thing?
Yeah.
A buckeye?
A buckeye is a nut from a tree. But I think that's from an oak tree. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought there was an acorn was from an oak tree.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Maybe a filbert is another name for a buckeye.
Yeah, but what tree does that
come from? Or, hold up.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a hazelnut comes from a filbert tree. Hence, that's why the other name.
So you think the answer is filbert? A filbert nut comes from a filbert tree? You think that's the answer? No way. No way would Mark ask that question.
No
way. Although he used to. Back in the day, Mark used to do the kind of question.
Let's not play this game. Okay. He's not doing it now. He would not do that now.
Well, back in my day.
Back in my day, a filmer.
I think it's going to be like I think it might be related to this Buckeye thing. It might be a hazelnut.
The Buckeye is a good.
It's its own nut.
I know what a Buckeye looks like. I grew up in Illinois. We had Buckeyes, but I don't know what.
I've only eaten the peanut butter
the tree version. Was. You know, it had a trunk.
These are good.
Yeah.
Branches.
That's a good start.
Leaves. I'm just following it
up. Did it have a name tag?
I'm following it up from the roots.
From the root.
Was there a placard? Were you in a
oxygen?
A nursery?
The leaves were kind of shaped like
tree nursery?
You know, kind of like.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, he's drawing them in the air with his finger.
That looks like a maple leaf.
He just drew a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Ooh, this very is, curvaceous.
That is
voluptuous
leaf. A different shape than what you drew the first
very
time.
Very voluptuous leaf. Very full figured leaf.
I hope you
what
don't
we didn't tell you is Adam is high on mescaline. he barely knows where he is.
This is how he speaks now.
It's true.
What do you guys think? We got to come up with an answer here. I'm going
to
say.
If you think you think it's walnut, are you?
No, no. I'm abandoning. I'm going. I'm leaning walnut. Towards Buckeye with a hazelnut backup.
I don't think Buckeye is a tree, though.
But I think but, that's I think another name, though, for the filbert nut.
I know.
I think it could be hazelnut, but. Something in the back of my mind says you've seen this before, and it was something related to the Buckeyes.
All right. Well, I'll defer, but I for some reason I think a
filbert. Why would you do that,
Buckeye?
You said 70%. I'm at most 30% confident in my Buckeye.
Many
you're
times
put up a fight.
I think Buckeye's the
hey,
best.
Many times got. I've listened to this podcast and been told to be a good team member, you have to defer sometimes.
That's true.
You can't.
I can't argue with that. We have told them to do that.
You can't get super angry about. Go in with the wrong answer unless you defer.
Yeah,
and so
true.
I feel like if I want an opportunity to get really angry about an answer I knew.
This is another meta game.
About an answer, about an answer that I was 10%
I'm just trying to figure out the right answer.
And Adam and I are very, very prone to doing this. Like, we'll just be like, all right, fine, go with yours.
Fine, go with yours.
But I'm reserving the right to bitch at you for 2 hours.
I'm so angry.
Let's
when
meet
it's wrong.
In the middle here. Jamie, you suggested the hazelnut. Yes. I'm going with the Buckeye. Adam. As a bipartisan third party, where do you lean on this?
I want to go with the Buckeye.
Okay. Well, the Buckeye tree, is that what we're going
then
with?
Then I defer to you because the majority rules.
And I accept your deference. Buckeye.
The correct answer is the hazel tree.
Boy. Okay, well, gentlemen, I believe I reserved the right.
Lord have mercy.
I believe I reserved the right to bitch, did I not?
Yeah.
So you pretty much fucked that up. Thanks, me.
I feel good about our choice, though.
Oh, yeah, even though it was wrong.
I don't feel good about it.
In hindsight, completely off base.
I do not feel good about it.
Let the record show, not only was I right, I was also an excellent team member.
You were. Very good, Jamie.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I think a strong team member would have fought harder for it.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I did tell you to fight harder for it.
You should have fought harder.
And I did say I only had 30% confidence.
You did yell at me.
10%.
You did yell at me.
10% confidence.
Well, then, Adam, why did you back him up as the deciding vote? Foolish.
I wanted to give you the chance
Foolish.
To have this moment. I almost think being right when the team has answered wrong might be better than
like a better feeling.
Getting the actual points.
Than a better yeah, it is.
I think it
of
actually
course.
Is better.
Because you're competing against the room.
Because you're
but
like,
you're also competing against everybody at the table.
I knew. I said it.
Very interesting. I've got some 2010s recap questions for you guys, since we're here at the end of the decade. I have a 2010s technology question for you guys. In 2015, what company became the first to develop a self-driving car to be licensed on public roads?
2015.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Tesla?
Could be.
Merck?
Well, that's a long pause.
That is a very pregnant pause. Wasn't Uber testing that technology out on?
Yeah, but I don't think they.
But what kind of car was that? Did they adopt a certain kind of car?
I don't know. I mean, Google like, has their self-driving car software as well, but it just drives around real, real slow testing stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
think probably Tesla.
That is the most succinct sus Mark has ever done.
That's called a zero sus.
That's like you just
nope.
Nope.
Have we ever? We've said it. If you don't know, stay the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
I think Tesla's good.
Tesla sticks out. It's probably wrong, but it sticks out.
So. Well, his first question is usually easy. So if it seems obvious to you guys that it's Tesla,
probably is.
It probably is Tesla.
All right, let's go Tesla. Okay. Well, it's Google.
It is Google. Yes. Google.
Can I just tell you that laugh at the very end of that queue was awful?
Can I just tell you I said Google?
You did say Google. I thought you were going to get it immediately.
You should have fought for it. You should have fought harder.
I thought you were going to get it immediately. Yeah, the first drive took place in Austin, Texas in 2015. According to Wikipedia, Google provided the world's first fully driverless ride on public roads to a legally blind friend of principal engineer Nathaniel Fairfield. The ride was taken by Steve Mahan, former CEO of the Santa Clara Valley Blind Center in Austin, Texas. It was the first driverless ride that was on a public road and was not accompanied by a test driver or police escort. The car had no steering wheel or floor pedals.
Oh, damn,
that's off-putting.
And right after that, they renamed that whole unit Waymo, which is the company that it operates under today.
Huh. Tina Waymo.
Waymo.
From the
Talking
Head. It gets there Waymo faster.
So,
yeah. That's interesting.
Google.
It is.
First, I thought that was kind of tricky because your mind goes to Tesla because of their prominence now in the realm. But just looking at the past decade.
2015 seems late.
Yeah.
I thought
that it's 2008.
Well, they were probably developing it before that. But.
Those little Black Eyed Peas. Fun at ass from Mark Davis.
That's going to be a vintage song soon in this new decade that we're headed into.
That's going to be popping up on the oldies stations.
It was just 2018 and you're 2018. You got them.
Nice. Oh, all right,
you're welcome.
Adam.
Is it me?
Yeah, yep. Sure.
All right. As promised, we were talking about this question yesterday. BuzzFeed News hired a graphic designer. Mark Davis is the name of the graphic designer, to create a new typeface based on Donald Trump's handwriting. What is the name of this iconic new typeface that some consider to be the new Comic Sans?
Mm.
It even comes with its own pangram. Huge bonus points if you can include the official pangram.
Is the pangram,
for the name of the typeface.
Yeah, is the pangram like the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog?
Yes, but it's a custom one for this font created by Mark Davis, Mark with a K.
I got some beef with this font. Let me just get that out of the way right now. Because the G is wrong. If you look at the photo, yes, the G is wrong. Indeed, Mark. Indeed it is.
Wrong.
If you look at the photograph of the famous, thing that he's doing. He does like he writes in all caps, but he uses a lowercase G.
Well, I read that the graphic designer based it on a lot of handwriting samples, not just the picture.
Well,
so maybe
for me, looking at it, I was like,
he does a lowercase G with all capital letters.
Yes. Yep. He does.
Danger would be like, big D, big A, big N, and then
look at it. Yeah, he does.
I will show you the.
Yeah, we'll post a link to it. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's such a fascinating detail. It's such a fascinating detail that.
It's such a little kid thing.
Right. You need it if you're going to make an official font. That is a characteristic.
It's mostly caps.
With a dotted line in the middle, so you
and
know
then lowercase E.
Yeah, he mixes it up.
Yep. And the J is backwards L.
Mark's face is as blue as a blueberry right now. It's like Willy Wonka flashback.
Oh
here.
My god! Why does he put it up there? Get it down.
I have two ideas for the name of this font. I did read about an article about an investigator, so I've seen it, but I can't really remember. I think it's either called Covfefe or Tiny Hands. Those are the two names that I think.
Do you know what? I think it's Tiny Hands.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think it might be Tiny Hands. It's
Tiny Hands. Yeah. I think I heard something about Tiny Hands. Make America Great Again.
Tiny Hands. And the Pangram, do we have any idea what the Pangram
could be? Make America Great Again?
But I can't. It's going to have something to do with Doritos.
Sure, Cheetos.
Orange or something.
Cheeto face.
Maybe it's something about Covfefe. Tiny Hands.
So your answer is correct enough. It's BF Tiny Hand is the name of BF for BuzzFeed because they own the font. Okay. But, I mean, obviously that's not really necessary part of the...
Yeah, I'm going to... There we go.
Yeah. No, I'm calling it correct.
Cool.
And here is the Pangram. The bigly brown pussy jumps over the lazy losers. Sad.
Sad. That's amazing.
Wow.
Man. Oh my God, that B is very aggressive.
His signature does not look like it's the same person that writes. It's strange. It's like a bar code.
Isn't it supposed to include like all the letters?
Yeah, it does.
They're very sharp, though.
Is, yeah.
They're very sharp. His signature letters.
Where was the Q?
The Q?
Quickly. Was there a quickly in there?
Oh, dang. There is no Q.
Okay. You hear that, BuzzFeed? You're
wrong.
Yeah.
On two accounts.
Fail.
We're looking at, you think nobody pays attention to your fonts, BuzzFeed? You're
wrong.
Yeah, buddy.
If they do the lowercase, if he
we're
does
looking.
The lowercase G, do you think he also does the lowercase Q mark above the middle line also?
I barely know where the fuck I am right now, and I knew there was no Q in that shit.
That
does
good catch.
Donald Trump know Thank how you. To write a Q?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem.
It has a Q. The font
the Trumpian alphabet right. is missing some letters.
It's free. I'm guessing you're going to put the link to the free typeface download.
I guess. Sure.
You are
take
now.
Take it with a grain of salt, though.
I have.
That G needs it, work. Yeah, okay. If you're using this and you're trying to really replicate his handwriting, take a look at that G and maybe make some adjustments, but only if you're professional.
It's
going to
be
designer.
The big, yeah. It's going to be the big G that's supposed to be on the ground, but it's going to be up on the
Not
air.
If you're an amateur graphic right. designer. Don't oh even look God. At yeah. it if you're an amateur.
Jamie.
All right.
Question, please.
Okay. A sculpture of what mythological figure watches over the iconic ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center in New York City?
Baphomet.
No. I think I know this. I think it's featured in the intro to the sitcom 30 Rock. And I think I saw it in person, but I remember the 30 Rock intro more.
It's very, very prominent. You can't miss it.
You said it was a god?
I said what mythological figure.
Mythical
not
figure.
Creature
oh,
figure.
I don't think Sorry. I don't think he's oh, a god anyway. I think it's Atlas holding a globe. That's my guess. No?
Oh, I don't know. I was just doing what he did.
Or maybe I'm thinking of the intro to Saturday Night Live, or maybe both. Because I think they're both shot there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's Atlas. Pre-shrug.
Mythological.
Yeah, Atlas is a figure of myth. I don't think he was a god. Maybe a demigod, a lower god.
I mean, he was holding the whole world.
Still.
Wouldn't you be?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Takes
the world
big,
is actually one of his testicles.
Takes a big man to hold up. Or woman.
Human.
Big person.
So are you guys with me at Atlas? Or do you have any other
Atlas.
Ideas? Any other ideas? I mean, you know.
Atlas is okay.
Oh, you guys just want the glory of
they
you
just
know,
want to shit on
it
after it's over.
This
I don't
is
know.
The least amount. Most people
another,
with the least sussing that we've ever had.
I'm sorry. I promise, Lee, I will suss with
Thank
you.
Thank you.
God,
I don't know.
I don't know the answer. I know what you're talking about. I know in like the beginning, they show I think like a close up of it.
There's like a trumpet playing.
It's actually a saxophone.
Camera pans over.
I know that. I know there's it's saxophone, not trumpet.
All right. I'm sure there's a trumpet in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Camera moves past the statue really quickly. One, two, then it's gone. Talking about the cast. Atlas. That's who I think it is.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm final answer is Atlas?
Yes.
That's incorrect.
Wrong.
Sorry, guys. Oh. The answer is Prometheus.
Really?
Yes.
And there's who stole fire from the gods.
And there's an inscription there also, but I don't have it on me. But it's big and it's gold and it's shiny.
It's Prometheus. Hmm. All right.
Born Betty Joan Persky, which actress starred in The Big Sleep?
Betty Joan. Oh, what's her name? This is like a classic Hollywood actress.
Yeah.
Betty Joan is not anywhere near the name.
The Big Sleep.
Is it Greta Garbo?
Which one was The Big Sleep?
It's one about sleeping.
Is Greta Garbo a name you change your name to?
Believe it or not.
Garbo?
It's catchy.
Alliteration. Betty Joan.
The Ladies
Love. Garbo the Clown.
Or was it Betty Grable?
Ladies Love
was
Cool Betty, James.
Okay. Think with me. You might not know the name, but there's an iconic, Lee, especially you as an artist. Like, there's a photograph of the actress, blonde, curls on top of her head, like looking
Marilyn
over
Monroe.
Her shoulder. No. Looking over her shoulder, like.
Hedy Lamarr.
White bathing suit, long legs. Marilyn Is it Monroe. Betty Grable?
Maybe.
Who?
That's
okay.
Like vaguely
okay. In the Shawshank Redemption, who's the first. Who's the original Shawshank Redemption title is much longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody, somebody, and the Shawshank Redemption. Because it's the first poster he puts up on the wall. Spoiler alert.
In the movie?
Yeah. Well, yeah, in the movie and in the short story.
Oh, right.
It's the first. Is it Betty Grable? Is it?
I think so.
Because like the real title is like Betty Grable and the Shawshank
Redemption. What was the original name?
Betty Joan.
From The Question?
What?
What's the actress's name in The Question?
Oh, I thought you were trying to get me to say the person name. Betty Joan Persky.
Betty Joan Persky.
I may be total. Am I totally off with the old Hollywood thing? Mark will never tell us.
I'm trying to remember The Big Sleep, what year that movie came out in. I thought it for a second it was maybe the 70s, but you're going much further back to like the
golden era. Do you want another movie she starred in?
Could we get another movie? Yeah.
To Have and To Have Not.
Dude, those are both very old.
Those are old.
Those are very old movies.
That's not
Turner classic movies for sure.
That's not a strong part of my my film repertoire.
Me neither.
So Betty Grable, Greta Garbo.
I'm leaning more towards Betty Grable.
Betty is in the original name.
Yeah.
So maybe she kept that. Okay.
Betty Grable sounds like Betty Rubble.
I guess that's not that then.
A little bit.
The correct answer is Lauren Bacall.
Lauren Bacall. Okay.
Dang.
Lauren Bacall.
Was she married to Humphrey Bogart or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bogie and Bacall, yes. Very famously.
Bogie and Bacall, all right.
He was very much famously older than she.
Mm.
Last question of this round, Lee.
Yep. 2010s music is the category.
Okay.
What is the generational term for the melodic pattern alternating between the fifth and third notes of a major scale, used extensively in 2010s pop music, in songs such as California Girls by Katy Perry and Good Time by Carly Rae Jepsen and Owl City, who were both involved in a legal dispute regarding this melody, but can be traced back to pop hits of the 80s such as Tarzan Boy by Baltimora and Jungle Love by Morris Day and The Time. What is the generational term for this melodic pattern that alternates between the fifth and third of a major scale? Generational term.
As a non-musician,
mm-hmm.
This question is all kinds of confusing.
But here's the thing. I don't think it's a musician-y term, to be honest with you.
I gave a few examples. If you know those songs, you could probably...
Maybe.
You don't need to know the fifth and the third. You could hear... Yeah. In your mind, if you know those songs.
Well, I know California Girls.
Is it that
whipped
cream?
That's what I'm talking about. What is the generational term for that thing that happens there? That's also...
That's the 80s one, right?
Jungle Love.
Yeah.
Tarzan Boy by Baltimore. You guys know that one?
No.
Okay. You guys remember that throwback?
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a generational name for that.
Yes, and it's heavily prominent in 2010s pop music, including being involved in a lawsuit that involved the song Good Time by Carly Rae Jepsen and Owl City.
How's that one go?
Good Time.
Yeah. I know I've heard it before, but
yeah,
not as fresh.
Generational term.
Mm-hmm.
boomerang?
It's certainly not a yodel.
It's from the tens.
It might be a yodel.
It is kind of a
yodel. I know it's not, you know, I know it's not a yodel yodel the way you think of it, but, you know, yodeling as we know it may be a more nuanced name or, you know, just like a certain kind of yodeling.
Is that a generational term?
Might be.
The yodlers? The yodel generation?
The yodlers. That's probably fine. Adam's got a point, guys.
Yodler.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of generation. Hip kids in 2010. So, yo, that yodel's off the hook, yo.
I thought that maybe, okay.
No,
I
thought, it's not a bad guess, but.
No, I thought that maybe I was misunderstanding what he meant when he said generational term.
Hmm. Generation X? Generation Z?
Millennial?
Millennial?
Zennial? To Zen?
A millennial? Was it a millennial?
Millennial City? The Millennial City melody?
The Greatest Generation?
Katy Perry.
Is that World War One?
I got nothing. This is one of those where we draw a picture of something inappropriate or Mark Davis writes roaring, snap shit on it.
Like the Roaring Twenties. I don't know. I mean,
howling. I got nothing.
Maybe it's
you guys are in the right. Maybe it's a sandbox. Millennium. Right.
Maybe
now.
It's okay. A millennium.
So we're the right. He says we're the right.
You got to combine a couple things that you've said together.
Howdling.
But it's also you haven't said the answer.
Yelling.
You're close.
Yodeling.
The Roaring Twenties.
Whoring.
No.
Yodeling.
Any last guesses before I hit this?
Chortulation. uvulating.
Unless you feel like you need more time.
Vocal frying.
No. That's squirting something else.
Whipped cream from your bikini. Like,
yeah. When you vocal fry. Anything else?
No.
No.
Wrong.
Okay. It is known as the millennial whoop. The millennial whoop is what that is called.
I really hate everything about that.
Well, I just feel like we've talked about generations on the podcast. Yeah, it's something that is prevalent in 2010s music. It's been criticized for being in too many songs.
Millennial whoop whoop. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was hoping for when I saw the name of it, but when I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, that does pop up a lot.
That's terrible.
Hmm.
Well, now you know. Now you know how what to call it when you criticize it.
Ugh. Katy Perry's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess.
So good.
So.
Didn't she sing backup for POD?
I don't what? Know.
Really?
I think I saw a clip of her singing backup for POD during a live performance.
I saw POD live once.
Yeah?
I was a teenager.
Did they have a lady singer?
No. It was just
payable on delivery.
On death.
On death. Death delivery, P-O-D-D.
Payable on delivery.
So her,
you're going to get a cease and desist letter for sure. back and correct our name.
So her playing with P-O-D would be a pretty big deal for you then, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I don't know.
You were like, she rules. I saw them live, so I just thought this was like.
Well, I saw P-O-D live.
Yeah.
Payable on delivery is the same as cash on delivery, by the way.
Yeah, but it's not the name of their band. It doesn't mean it's the name of their band.
I thought for you guys. Hey, you know what? We don't even need your credit card information. You can just pay for it when we get there. So we'll beat you up.
It says wrong. She was never a backup singer. That's the first headline I read. But then I think they're saying she wasn't backup. It's disrespectful to say she was backup. Yeah. So there is some connection there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We hired her full time, is what they're saying.
No, that's not what it was. It's not what it was like at all. She was full time, so there.
Whatever happened to those guys?
Says, this is revisionist history and disrespectful to our girl Katie, who was never a backup singer. We invited her to participate on our record as she was and is still one of the few pop artists with strong musicianship roots. Mm-hmm. She paid her dues not as a backup singer, but in a van going town to town. This is a problem with music journalism today. Shabby reporting, no research, no history. So let's
Miscorrection.
Not a backup singer. Part of the band? They don't say that either, so I don't know.
No, they said a dedicated fan riding around in a band. Yeah. Which isn't that a groupie?
No, she performed on stage with them.
Wow.
So I know I've seen a video. We'll post a video
in
the show
really
notes.
I don't really know how that would go.
Let's, I mean, it's, you've heard of Evanescence, right?
Yeah, but
there you go.
Suck.
Wake me up inside.
That was a huge hit. Not from the 2010s, though.
Not as good as POD's.
He feels so alive.
Take you to the South Town.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
And then we'll come back for round two of this nonsense.
All right, we're back, and no miscorrections this week, I don't think. Did you see anything posted?
I did not.
All right, well, we could just get right into it then. Sorry if you wanted to get, I guess we did a little light miscorrections theme earlier.
Yeah.
So go back and listen to that again. Listen to it twice, it equals one miscorrection.
I'm sure this episode will be fraught with them.
Yes. I'm sure as well.
Aelurophobia is a fear of what?
Can you spell that, please?
A-I-L... U-R-O phobia.
Hmm. Like a lure? Like you're afraid of a lure?
No, A-I-L.
Oh.
A-I-L?
Mm-hmm. Completely different.
What? Say it again.
A-I-L. U-R-O.
Aluro.
Oh.
Aluro.
Ailment, sickness?
Mm-hmm.
Luro? Uro? Sickness of the dick? Urology? Dick sickness?
Sick. You're afraid of
getting sick. Come on, get down with
dick
sickness!
With sickness.
The fear of having a sick dick.
Oh, choking me up. The
ill urology.
The fear of venereal disease?
Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's something else.
Air?
Ill or...
Eluro.
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 Phobia.
Eluro.
Phobia. Alurophobia. I'm going with the dick sickness.
I, for some reason, like Lee's dick sickness.
I mean, breaking it down, ale.
Fear.
What else could ale be?
Fear of
sexually transmitted diseases.
Okay. That's basically what I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Dick sickness.
Yeah.
To translate it into
fear of having an ill penis.
Pussies can get sick too.
Yeah, that's right. The lowbrow nickname I've given it. But yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Down with the dick sickness out of my head right now.
Get down with dick sickness.
Oh.
That's all we have.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's. I guess we'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Dick sickness.
Yeah.
The correct answer is
STDs. Being afraid of STDs or STIs.
Idris Elba, Taylor Swift,
cats.
Cats.
Is the correct answer. Oh my God.
Cats. Oh, fear of cats. Oh.
What?
Yes.
Allurophobia.
Or is it a fear of, is it a fear of shitty ass musical movies that nobody wants to go see?
I didn't want to see it until I saw a scene floating around on Twitter that featured marching roaches. And then I was like, oh, now I must see this. I didn't think that I wanted to, but now I know I must.
I read an article about the first, if you saw it opening week, it was like an unfinished cut.
Yes, mm-hmm. They sent
an accidentally mislabeled unfinished cut was sent out.
Yeah.
And no, what missing. Happened was everybody reacted to it and was like, oh, that looks crap.
Wow.
I had heard that they didn't finish it in time was the problem. Not I that it was – I mean, maybe that was what happened. That sounds like it would make more sense, but
– Well, fix it in post. Post.
Post.
Post-release is what I mean.
We'll fix it on the DVD.
We'll fix it in post-release.
We'll fix it when it hits Blu-ray.
We're going to George Lucas this shit. 2010s sports, your category here.
I'm out.
Who won – the 2016 World Series against the Cleveland Indians in a 4-3 victory.
Well, my choice is always going to be the Red Sox. Mark.
When did the Cubs win? Is that right for the Cubs? Coming from Chicago, I should probably know.
They didn't win that far that long ago, I don't think. 2006.
16. 16. Which is not very long ago.
2016 was not very long ago. It could be them. Yeah, I would go with them.
I defer.
Jamie, do you agree that the Cubs is a baseball team?
No.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Don't take that as the answer because he's got his fingers on the no.
Wow.
You tilted your hand.
All right. That's broke your mistake. Fourth wall.
Dude, I'm just saying the Red Sox won a lot. They were like the Patriots of baseball. Okay,
so 2019 just passed. Or that would be the 2018 season. You know what? It might be the Red Sox.
Could be.
Because the Red Sox
is a team.
Generally watches fingers. Let's just watch what he does.
I better turn my phone off to make sure the reflection's not going to my glasses. Apparently.
Damn it.
Is the answer just like the team's logo?
I know I shouldn't have put it in 25
point
font. Which
I'd be able to clearly see in your 25 point. It's just one letter.
It's in tiny hands. It's in BF tiny hands.
Well, let's go with the Red Sox because I don't know what else we'd say.
Because Cubs got the no key.
The Nationals won recently. Nationals, it could be Nationals, Red Sox. Did the Phillies win recently?
Look.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We'll go with Red Sox.
Wrong.
The correct answer is the Chicago Cubs.
Mark Davis.
That's fucked up.
I am so upset.
No, I'm not upset with Mark. I'm mad at Lee. Cause
why?
Why? Because you. That was some tomfoolery. That was some shenaniganry.
Was it?
Well, you. Yes. Because why? You telegraphed.
Because I put my fingers on the wrong key and you changed your answer based on that? I was just resting my fingers there. How could you be mad at me?
I was just resting my fingers there, he says.
That's fine.
Okay.
In my heart, I got a sports question right.
Yeah.
You did.
Hey, job, Adam, then. I'm just resting this finger here.
Adam, that's for you, buddy. That's for you, Adam.
Yeah.
I got
That's nice.
All right.
I'm feeling mischievous this last episode.
I guess so.
I'm gearing up for my dangerous question.
This last episode? What the hell?
Of the year.
Is this the final episode?
Of the year.
Well, guys, we have an announcement to
We're coming to the end.
Now that people are driving all the way to Florida to see us, we're going to just wrap it up here.
Mark, I told you, I've got a dangerous question coming up later, so. If you're listening, you might want to turn it off.
Trivia questions.
If you don't want the danger.
Uh-oh. Okay. I have a Chinese question for you.
Shishay.
You're going to like it.
That means thank you.
You're going to like it.
Oh, this question is so big, he has to put his phone... Oh,
sideways.
Is this a picture?
Can you see in his glasses, Mark? No. I know you're always looking for hints, extra hints, like fingers on
buttons.
Yeah, but
it's all in kanji. I don't know what it says.
All right. Which ancient Qin Dynasty era Chinese invention do most of us still carry with us every day as we would be lost without it?
Lost without it. That's an interesting hint.
We still lost the hint, you think?
We still carry it with us every day, and most would be lost without it.
So that's what I'd say.
Did you say a Shang Dynasty invention?
Qin
Dynasty.
Don't get it twisted.
Because that clears it up for you, right?
Yeah.
Because I think Shang... Wow.
Jesus.
Cat and mouse here.
Wow. Elitist son of a bitch.
I don't feel bad about that last one.
Oh, Lee's never been to China.
Yeah. No, I'm just I'm joking. It doesn't help me at all. I can't tell you what year this was.
I just wanted to clarify for, you know, Qin recording Dynasty. Purposes, basically. Q-I-N. Like, I don't know the answer to this, so I'm going to record this right now in my memory.
Q-I-N. Qin Dynasty.
I would say watch, key.
Lost without it.
Compass. Nobody carries a compass every day. That's bullcrap.
But do we in our phones? Is that the way that this question is
But nobody
worded?
Uses is, a compass in your phone every day.
But don't you? I mean, if you're using maps, don't is that not technically? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't
still say it's DuckTales.
Yeah, I mean, like, we do, in a sense, carry something that is like a compass. Mm.
But also,
it's doing compass work.
Is it the wisdom of the ancestors that we carry with us every day that keep us?
I wish.
It's probably a physical invention, huh?
Maybe it's a battery.
You know, people always are like, feel naked without their keys, or you feel naked without your watch.
Yeah, watch. I mean, he is wearing a watch.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say most of us carry it around every day.
Yeah, we're 50-50 and the watch isn't here right now. Battery. That's interesting.
All of us have keys. All of us have keys.
Stored energy.
Except for me.
Map is like the obvious thing that we haven't said, right?
Most of us carry to this day. What about glasses?
Oh, there's a 75-25 split here in the room for glasses.
Yeah.
So that's better than watches, at least.
Because just like the year ahead, folks, I'm 2020.
glasses, Chinese invention? Yeah, I mean, maybe. Bifocals, I think Franklin...
Ben Franklin.
...is attributed with the invention of the bifocals, but that's not glasses.
No.
Could be glasses. I like that. I guess battery seems... That battery would be surprising, but would also make sense, in a sense. Let's go with glasses. What do you guys think?
I'll defer.
You just defer at everything. Just
well, because I
take a stance.
I said keys several times.
But keys? Be lost without keys? I can't tell if the language he used is a... I can't help but think that it's probably a clue.
Was lost a clue? It's what you have to decide. Or was it just a word? Or was it weighted?
I think it was a clue. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you feel like without your glasses you'd be lost? I don't know. I've never worn glasses, so I don't know what that feels like.
Look at this humble brag right here.
Jesus Christ.
This guy.
I have perfect eyes.
I hope all of our...
I'm going to be resting, my fingers all over this keyboard.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be lost without your glasses. And it's just like a, you know...
I mean, that seems reasonable to me.
And it seems like something that could be invented a long time ago in China.
Right.
Glasses. Yeah. Glasses. No?
It's compass.
Because
we all have a compass on our phone.
There we are.
But who uses their phone as
who
a compass?
Who uses the compass on your phone, you ding-a-ling?
Jamie. Look,
it's
anybody who it's uses
a, it's a Google clue.
Maps.
Yeah, anyone who uses a map ever. I used it to get here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it uses the compass.
Uber.
Glasses, we went way far off with the... We should have just stuck with our gun on that one. All right, you know what? We just have to accept responsibility, basically. Jamie?
All right. If I giggle during this next one, please forgive me.
This better be good. That's all I'm saying.
It's like the meat cottage. It's just a phrase, a couple of phrases that make me giggle.
Because
I'm immature. Great tits. The turdus maximus. And the booger anus. I'm sorry.
I don't know why he's laughing.
It's all serious phrases. Are all types of what? I'll repeat. Great tits. The turdus maximus. And the booger anus. Are all types of what?
The booger anus?
Yes, I swear to God.
Is that A-N-I-S?
No, it's B-U-G-E-R-A-N-U-S, pronounced...
Oh, anus, okay.
Booger anus.
Well, a tit is a type of bird. I know that.
It is.
And I don't want to get thrown off with this compass thing again, so I'm going with birds. That's what I think these are.
Spell booger anus again.
B-U-G-E-R-A-N-U-S.
Oh, it's booger anus, all right.
Boy, that is booger anus.
Well, I guess it would be O-O instead of a U.
That's booger anus.
Well,
I've never heard it. Double checking.
If I know one thing, I know that's a booger anus.
Great tits.
Bird.
Booger anus, and what else?
The turdus maximus.
The turdus?
The great turd.
I'm so mature. I'm sorry.
That translates into the great turd.
Let's go with birds.
Adam?
Birds.
Birds.
They are indeed all types of birds.
Ooh, and the tension has lifted. Is that our first? No, somebody got one right earlier. You guys got one right.
We got some right.
Yeah.
I got the baseball one right.
Oh, yeah.
We got other ones right.
In your heart, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Mark?
In your heart, yes.
Our next question, please.
I got to find one.
You're going off the cuff here.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the repository, you know.
Anytime you're ready.
All right, here you go. Jeez. All right, here you, asshole. What is the smallest country in Central America?
Population speaking, geographically, like landmass?
Geographically, I believe.
Okay.
Smallest in size, land area.
In Central America?
Mexico?
Not in Central America. No, that's North America.
Mexico's not in Central America?
Mexico's North America.
Shit. All right, well.
Okay, so there's, let's run down. Ready?
That's where I'm starting.
There's like Bolivia, mm-hmm. Guatemala.
Possibly.
Panama?
Yeah, because the canal. I think the canal's the cutoff. Central America is not even really it's not.
It's just a region. Continent. It's not like a
region.
Honduras.
What about?
Wait, Belize? So it's the not region a region for the region. It's not a continent. So is it part of North America too?
Mm-hmm,
all right, is. Dick. They're all part of North America. Then.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
everybody's so angry.
Yeah, but also Mexico is not in the region of Central America.
Fair enough.
Jesus. Don't get us started on these on regions of countries.
Panama.
We're still coming.
What is
off
Panama but a canal with a little bit of land?
Jack is Jack Panama lives there.
But a canal. Could it be an island nation?
Like Belize? Is it Belize an island nation?
That I just said Belize.
Do you Belize in life after
do
love?
Do you Belize in life after love? We should really beautiful hire ourselves, guys.
Translate it into,
for bar into mitzvahs, Spanish, Mark.
But I couldn't.
Boy.
I don't know.
Panama.
Belize.
I don't know. My map skills are bad. As anybody who listens. By the way, thanks to Katie, I think. Katie, who wrote in about the U.S. regions.
Oh, yeah.
Wyoming being a mountain state. That spawned a whole bonus round for my trivia last night.
It was where awful.
That was tough. You know,
yeah.
Tough.
It made me feel a lot better about my lack of geography skills because...
I'm saying it's... You grew up in... Did you grow up in this region?
Florida.
Like, yeah. Southwest Florida?
Mm-hmm. The South Atlantic region? Yes. You bet I did.
I swear, we did not really have much in the way of geography. It was like, here, make a map out of salt dough.
Oh,
salt dough.
Color I remember salt that. Dough. I remember the salt dough
salt
map.
Dough, yeah.
I remember the salt dough map.
I'm from Illinois. And I remember we don't have
like,
salt
no,
dough.
No, they were like salt what is dough. This? It was, it's like a really rudimentary like,
is it like
dough. No, you make it at home and you make a map, a topographical map.
Yeah.
So it means you like make a little nipple-shaped mountains.
Topographical. Graphical means,
yeah.
So
it has it rises.
We're all learning so much.
Did you say you know or you don't know?
I said I know.
Oh, I thought you said you don't know,
guys. Let's get back to the business. Here.
It has rises. It was a very kind definition.
Let's get back to business.
My point is, I don't think any of us learned a sufficient amount of geography.
I remember learning it, but it's all been lost to time at this point. You know,
Panama, Belize.
Thanks, Grand Theft Auto.
I don't know.
I know a map of Westeros. I can tell you all about that.
Great.
Hey, Littlefinger's from the littlest finger. I got his name.
You know, Westeros is just England upside down.
I've heard that. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. What do you guys think on this?
I don't know. Panama.
Oh, I forget the Belize. Question.
Smallest country in Central America. I know it's not Mexico. It's
Belize is a tiny.
It's huge.
I feel like Belize is real tiny.
I Belize you, Adam.
All right.
I Belize in you.
Belize.
I Belize we can fly.
It's actually also the most densely populated country in Central America.
Oh, no.
It is called El Salvador.
El Salvador.
El Salvador. Capital San Salvador.
Which is also Spanish for
the Salvador. Salvador.
Rest in peace, Chris Farley.
It actually means Republic of the Savior.
Whoa. El Salvador.
All right. I'll give you guys an option for this last one. Kind of close though. Movies, 2010s movies, or 2010s or pop culture?
What do you mean 2010s?
I am weak on both.
I say 2010s
movies or what?
2010s pop culture.
Let's go with movies, I guess.
I'm okay with movies.
All right. 2010s movies. What was the first movie released in the 2010s that was directed by Tim Burton?
When was Big Fish?
I was going to say Big Fish is where my head went.
No.
Corpse Bride?
It was not. No, Big Fish was before 2010s.
Corpse Bride.
What about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Mm. Oh.
Could be.
That's a good one.
Was that before or after Corpse Bride?
I think that's after.
After? Okay. So Corpse Bride. Maybe.
I think Corpse. I think
if Corpse Bride is,
I think it was before the before. Two, I think okay. It was before 2010.
Got it.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I'm with you on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I think.
What was I doing when I saw that for the first time?
Acid.
We can go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other remakes did he do?
Well, working backwards, he just did Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
He did the Batman movies, but those were 90s.
I was trying to think of like other like kids movies or whatever when he got all that hard on for. Yeah, let's just go with that. Let's just I feel good about it.
All right.
We're going to go with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Wrong.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory 2005. Yikes. 2005 Damn. For that. Corpse Bride also 2005.
Oh,
okay.
The next movie that he did was Sweeney Todd in 2007, making Alice in Wonderland his first movie released in the year 2010.
If someone said Alice in Wonderland, I probably would have switched to that.
So the remake thing might have switched to Sweeney the right territory, but you guys skipped right over it.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, we've got our final questions coming up in this last round. Before we get to that, though, we're going to do a Rate My Question, so stick around. All right, we're back. We're going to kick off this final round with a Rate My Question. There we are. All right, this one comes to us from Dylan, proverbial lightkeeper Dylan. Hi, boys. Finally got an A+ from Mark, but the perfect score from you, Lee, still eludes me. Please just give me that hundo so I can be freed from my trivia prison. Just kidding. I love this. Here's the question. Invented in 1925 by Charles Brannock, what is a Brannock device used to measure? 1925. Charles Brannock, the inventor. What is a Brannock device used to measure?
I know I've heard this name before.
Why does it feel like a comic book name to me?
It says invented Bruce in 1925. Banner. So that predates comic books. Like, comic strips were around.
No, but it just seems to me like... Brannock.
It's just a very stoic, solid name.
Yeah.
Masculine name.
Brannock device.
I don't want to say that. Maybe it's, I don't know. Brannock. It's Irish, right?
I don't know.
Brannock?
Possibly.
B-R-A-N-N-O-C-K?
Brannock device. Does it measure a baby?
Like head circumference?
Like that, or like one of those things. What about one of those things that she like, that you weird thing tape, that she like,
nurse, bring me the Brannock device.
And broke on or Jamie.
Like, or like, what if it's, if it is Irish, and you're back in the day getting shoes then, and you put that thing on your foot, and would it you measures call- the size of your foot.
Ooh, actually, that's pretty good.
Is that, what it's called?
Ooh, a Brannock device? Yes, that's it, good. I think. That's
Does it.
Does
it say Brannock on it?
It's the thing that measures your foot.
That you slide.
That's yep. good.
You slide the...
I'm almost positive that's it.
Gotta be. That's a great, that's a great answer.
Okay. So let's look it up now. There's no answer.
Did he not give us the answer?
No, that's fine. It's fine.
Why didn't he just put it in white?
It's fine.
You could just put. You could just change the
We already talked about the best format is to create your own link like Gilded that hides the answer to the URL and send that, but... you know, not everybody's going to take the time to do
and
that.
And Gil is,
but props to Gil,
very proficient with the internet.
Mm. Guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Very
Jamie,
good.
Good Jamie. Job.
Woo! Invented by Charles F. Brannick for measuring a person's shoe size. He was the son of a shoe industry entrepreneur.
Yes. So. Makes me want a millennial whoop.
I would say I know it doesn't have
a hint.
A hint in it.
It does have a hint, though.
You're giving it an A+, is what you're saying.
I'm giving it a very, very high score.
Are you giving it an A+, Hondo?
I'll give it a 90.
That's what he wants. He's that's what he asked for.
He's looking for the A+ from you.
Right, I know, but I'm asking Mark's opinion on this question. I'm asking Mark's opinion on this question.
Yes.
You're giving it this 100. Yes. A+. Wow. Jamie?
Since I got it right, hell yeah.
Yeah, 100?
I think what's great is that we have four of us in here and only one of us knew it. We say that that's what we usually go for, 25% average.
But yep. he didn't
that's
know
good.
It.
Huh? Well, I mean, and that's it. The thing, yeah. is he sussed it. I mean,
that's
that
better.
Is what you're looking for. You want...
He even sussed it in an accent.
Yeah. And he sussed it in an accent.
He accessed it.
Yeah, he accessed it.
Accessed.
Jamie the Accessor.
That's
your new title.
Successful.
So it was 25% guess.
Yep.
And then that striking something in somebody else that is mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. the quintessential perfect. That's what you want questions to be. Everybody works together.
Yeah.
It's like a good D&D campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't want to give Dylan 100 because I like having power over him. But you mm-hmm. make a good point. So, Dylan, you're free from your trivia prize. A+ question.
Yay!
I have to agree.
That is all a great right, question. Dylan.
Congratulations. Yay. You get one of those as
you
well.
You release from your bottle.
Yes.
But we hope you'll stick around and still keep sending stuff in.
He actually sent in a couple, but I just thought we'd take care of one right now.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We got these guys here, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into round three. Adam, would you mind doing the honors of leading this last round with a question?
Sure.
Thank you.
Round number three, huh?
The
final question.
All right. In the standard 12-hour clock... What do AM and PM stand for?
Well, the M is the M
meridian.
Meridian.
Post meridian.
PM is post meridian.
And anno meridian.
Anti meridian.
AM is what's gonna fuck me up here. I got a P.
I think it's anno meridian. You think it's anti meridian? Post-meridian.
I know we've had somebody somewhere has asked us this question before.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Anno Domini.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yes. All right, that's not right. So maybe it is anti-meridian.
Or wait, what did we say PM was?
Post-meridian.
Post-meridian.
Mm-hmm.
It's not prime meridian.
No, that's something different.
Okay.
That's over in the geography section of the Mind Palace.
Post-Meridian is that rapper guy, right?
Yeah.
With all the face tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Post-Malone is short for post-Malonium. I don't know. I'm sorry.
All the post-Malonials. Oh, that's his fan club should be the post-Malonials. Mm. You're welcome.
If he wants that, you could trademark, have the post-Malone, I guess.
Trademark.
If you even want that garbage.
Post-Meridian...
I don't want to say it's anti-meridian or
auntie meridian,
uncle.
No,
I want to say auntie and uncle. Anno meridian might be right.
Yeah, I mean it's also AD. So if they're using the same Latin, you know, classification for after, well, I guess post would be after.
What do you think, Jamie?
He said
is
auntie.
There, what is there? Okay, if post meridian means like after meridian, what means before? What's antebellum? Is that before the war?
Yes.
Isn't that a band?
That's Lady Antebellum. So if antebellum is before the war, then anti meridian.
I like it.
A N T E, not A N T I.
Yep.
Maybe.
I like it.
Before the meridian, post-meridian, after the meridian.
I'm on board.
Okay.
All post-meridian right. And anti-tay.
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 Tay-tay in the meridian.
All right, say the answers.
Post-meridian
mm-hmm.
for PM. And Jamie?
Ante Meridian. Ante.
Okay. So you guys are very close.
We'll just do all three then.
here's the thing. What's the geographical term you gave?
Prime Meridian.
And what's the Latin word for day?
Deus.
Day.
Or
like carpe.
Diem.
Diem.
Meridium. Post meridium.
Anti meridium and post meridium. With
so,
an M.
Yes, not meridian. Not an N. Like a line. Oh. A meridium.
The N
meridium.
Is definitely yep. the geographic.
That's mm-hmm. when we would do the old. No, bad that's handwriting on the sheet.
That's wrong.
Man, yeah,
that's
wrong.
We gotta get
it's
that wrong.
But it's
yeah.
so you know what's funny is super close.
I thought that, and I thought you're just misremembering it, and you're calling a stork a stock again.
I know, so. and I thought for a second I was like, man, did I? I hope I wrote it down right. But then I was looking at it, and I was like, well, no, like carpe diem.
Yep,
sees the
makes
day,
total sense.
And meridium is half day.
We right? should have known
before
that.
The half day and yeah.
Wow. What a performance so far from us. Good question, though. I like that question. That is a good trivia question.
Thank you.
For sure. Like, you got a four-pointer. It's a fun one. You can split yeah. it up 2 points apiece if they know. And but, yeah, that's a good point. Make sure you got that M wow. on there.
Because mm-hmm. we were so confident.
We had it. I mean, structurally in our minds, we had it like 90%
right.
That
was a really smart
yeah.
sus.
Yeah. yeah you we, did. But it was wrong.
You avoided the Anno Domini, which mm-hmm. is after.
Right.
Anno is after.
Yep.
So you knew that. And you even went to the correct ante, like A-N-T-E.
Mm-hmm. It was ante.
Yeah.
Mm.
You
guys
Jamie?
Did well, but not well enough.
All right. Last yep. question, huh? Let's see which one. Okay. I'll do this one. For a mere $1,350, shoppers at Barney's in New York City can purchase an 18-karat gold, diamond-studded pair of what?
At Barney's?
For a mere $1,350, shoppers at Barney's in New York City, which is a you know, a very high-end department store.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I've never been.
can purchase an 18-gold, diamond-studded pair of what?
All right.
When he said Barney's, I was thinking, wasn't that a coffee place? I was like,
why are they selling jewelry?
What the hell? Like
a pair of coffee
straws?
Beans.
Yeah.
It's a pair of coffee beans. 18
diamond
karat gold.
Studded 18 karat gold pair
mm-hmm.
of something.
Panties.
What if it's like AirPods?
That's exactly AirPods. What I was thinking. I was thinking AirPods.
Or like wireless headphones.
$1,350 is like not too
no.
like yeah. out of the price range of something like that.
It's probably not even the AirPods Pro.
And the earrings wouldn't be interesting. That no. would be an interesting trivia question.
Yeah, that would be a terrible.
You could probably
question.
Get a pair of earrings there for that price as well.
Very
but,
true.
Yeah.
Wait, it's $350?
$1,350.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know that. What AirPods go for, but I'm sure it's not that much.
Like 200.
They're probably 200, yeah.
Yeah.
Like 150.
Any other counter guesses? I mean,
no, I think
would you like a clue?
Well, do we need a clue?
Yeah, we do need. Okay, we do need a clue. All right.
I'm going to tell you the normal price ratio to this price that they're offering.
Okay.
Way more.
Wait.
Like, you know, AirPods are a couple hundred dollars or whatever.
Yeah.
So this price is like five times that. This would
so
be
not
like
much,
oh, so you're
there's
saying
not
the,
much of a
so the
markup.
Version the normal version of this is way cheaper.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it was more expensive.
No,
all right,
no.
So what's a pair chopsticks?
What?
Could be the pair of chopsticks. Mm-hmm.
But God, I gotta pee really bad.
We can take a break. Let's take a break real
let's,
quick.
Let's finish this.
All right. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Blood for blood.
You're gonna pee blood?
Let the record show that Adam grimaced at that joke. The only one here with a sense of class.
I recoiled.
It could be chopsticks. It could be socks.
Yeah, it could be.
Like 18 karat gold socks
though. Yeah, it's got to be
very
something
stiff.
Hard.
But Barney's is a clothing place? Is that what it is?
No, I think it's a department store. Isn't it?
I was thinking auction house, but actually doesn't sound like it's an auction at all.
No, it's
going to buy it.
It's more like a boutique or a department store.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
But it's very famous in New York City.
It's a pair.
Chopsticks. What else do you get a pair of? It's not AirPods. And you said it was very affordable normally.
Yeah. Yes.
Would we feel lost without it?
No.
We all carry them with us every day?
Here's a clue. None of us would probably ever use them.
Oh.
In this room.
Chopsticks.
Not
chopsticks. Since I use those every
None
day.
Of us would use them.
Probably not. I'm not saying never. Hmm.
Now, is that the fact that we're all men? Is it like for ladies? Oh. Is that what he means by that?
Oh. It could be a product.
A pair of.
Probably. More usually used by women, yes.
Oh.
Silicone breast implants.
No.
18 karat
gold.
Those
are more expensive.
Yeah, probably.
Diamond.
Pairs.
Studded. 18 karat gold.
Pantyhose.
Used by a woman. Fingernails? Press on fingernails?
A pair? Two?
Just two.
You just get two?
You start at two.
You just get the pinky?
Start with two.
Just a pinky for each hand. Mm-hmm. That's a pimp nail.
One fingernail for every point of IQ I started this episode with. I don't know. I'm lost here now.
Here and now.
Yeah, I'm lost here now.
I really liked that AirPods answer.
We were both on
I will
it.
Tell yeah. you, the night I did this at Mark's Trivia, mm-hmm. about half the team said AirPods. Yeah.
Did any teams give this right? Do you remember?
I think one did.
Hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure they do something like this. Barney's has a reputation for selling really outlandish things.
Yes, they do.
Like, I believe it's kind of like Harrods in London. A lot of people have heard, like, mm-hmm. yeah. like in the 60s, Harrods sold a lion cub. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Things that they probably never will sell, but they have it,
yeah.
Because it creates notoriety or it gets them a story mm-hmm. on. This, I think, was their item this year to get them.
Pair of butt plugs?
Ooh, you don't need a pair.
But maybe sometimes they come in a set.
Only one old.
Yeah. Sometimes they come in a set.
His and hers.
We got a set, remember, Mark?
A uh-huh. pair.
We got a set in the mail.
Is that the one you
from our team captains?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Where are those?
Oh, I got them. Don't you worry.
You got them both in?
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
It's unsafe to put both of them in at once.
You say so.
One of them gets lost up in there.
You don't want them now.
And none of them are.
They're dishwasher safe.
Yeah, put them through pots and pans. We'll be all right.
Put them through pots and pans? Mark, I have to eat off those dishes.
What, the butt plugs?
You use them like chopsticks.
Pair of something really...
That's very interesting.
Oh my god, you guys are choking me up.
A pair of eyelashes. Fake eyelashes. Charity wears those all the time.
Wow. Now we're talking. I mean, as long as it's not chopsticks. Because I was on board with that too.
Eyelashes.
They seem, yeah, they are more affordable than $200 a pair. Normally.
And they're cheap.
Mm-hmm. Contact lenses? That would be painful.
Ooh.
No.
I see gold.
I can't actually
and
see
red.
It.
And red. That's blood. Okay.
Those original contact lenses were made out of glass. Can you imagine?
Oh.
They kind of work. For the first 10 seconds. Gold eyelashes. Gold. Gold what? Nipple tassels. I don't know why.
Gold and yeah. diamond stuff.
That doesn't seem like it would be notable either. That, like, you know, if you're in burlesque, you could probably find that pretty easy.
Maybe yeah, let's go with eyelashes.
All right.
We're going with eyelashes.
You're going with eyelashes? Yep. That is correct.
Wow.
Nice, Adam.
Whoa. Yeah.
So Adam, you're a VIP, I think.
A pair of fake eyelashes yeah. for almost $1,500. 18 karat gold. I forget Dang. How much in diamonds, but yeah, like
wow,
lined in diamonds.
That I'm just thinking about it. Like, you got something.
Can you imagine?
You got something in your eyelash. Hold on, just
gold, and also
just stay there. It's like sparkling. It's like a piece of. It's like a piece of glass. Don't close your eyes.
Don't
close
your ear. Hold still.
hold still. Don't move. Don't move.
And fundamentally, like, I think it's such a fucked up concept because gold is so heavy. I just picture these people's eyelids like just drooping, like.
And meanwhile, here you are, Jamie, with naturally golden eyelashes. You don't even need to.
Drop that in post. Ting, ting.
Ting, yeah.
All right, Mark.
All right, here's your last question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Fahrenheit boiling point of water?
Do we need to suss this? I know this one.
It's 32. No, I'm just kidding. That would be the freezing point.
I know we're not supposed to just say it.
Right.
What do you think it is?
My guess would be...
Well, I know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like 1,000% sure. It's 100 in Celsius, and it's 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh,
100 okay. Celsius. 32 Fahrenheit is 0 degrees Celsius.
Oh, 100 Celsius.
Negative 40 Celsius is negative 40 Fahrenheit.
I understand all this.
These are all numbers.
What? I know this all.
What?
I know
this.
212.
All right, 212. He sounds pretty confident, Jamie, and I'm not going to argue with it. It sounds about right.
I feel actually, like hold on, hold on. I'm surprised that you guys don't know this one.
Nope.
Well, I didn't really think about it.
Adam, like, we live in America. We don't worry about no Fahrenheit.
No. I didn't think about it too far in advance.
It's me that
before you said something. Oh, okay. To be fair, so,
I didn't.
Now that you said that,
I didn't mean to steamroll you, but I just thought it was.
It's fine. I don't know it off the top of my head. Okay. I would probably have not said 212, but
it
I probably would have said
my
around
the chef.
Yeah, I was thinking like 180, but I'm thinking I probably I think 160 is like the hot water scalding temperature on the hot water heater. Don't go
probably.
Above that.
Yeah.
So it's probably a little bit above that for boiling.
Well, I mean, you might say it's four.
I do know that Fahrenheit
451.
You might say that. Yeah. I think you would probably, Adam. So
Fahrenheit 451 is the temperature at which paper burns.
It's actually, that's perfect.
Thank you, Ray Bradbury.
Mm-hmm.
451.
212.
212.
That is correct. That's why it pays to have a nerd on your team.
Nice.
Yay, nerd, Adam.
Nerd All squad. Right.
All right, it's time for... my dangerous question for you guys. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Yes.
This is the last
Wait,
chance.
Wait, Adam, do you want
anybody listening? I told you.
What happened?
And Adam
it almost killed
like,
Adam.
It's like the end of...
it's so dangerous you turned off
Raiders
my
of the
headphones.
Lost Ark in here.
Are your headphones off?
Oh, I must have done something to his connection.
Oh, they're okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All it good. Was like Final Destination. Like, the headphones almost killed Adam.
All right. Here go. You sure you're ready?
Yes.
Okay. Social games is the category. Social games. Mm. What popular schoolyard competition can be lost by merely thinking about it?
I think I know. Do you guys know?
What the hell?
Don't think about an elephant.
Don't lose.
Can I just say I never played whatever frig
this I know this game. I think
Who played this game?
I think that's... It definitely... I definitely have played it. I mean, I remember people playing it. It's played by like a Chad kind of guy. Right? Like your friend Chad is like, hey.
Maybe.
I don't
want to stereotype Chads, but.
Oops, you lost.
Is that like the male Karen?
It's like, yeah. It's like the circle game. It's one of those games that doesn't really.
Is it don't think about losing?
I don't know.
And then you've lost? Did you say that, Mark? Did you say something like that?
I thought it was an elephant.
Don't think about losing because then you lost. Like, didn't you say something like that?
He said, don't lose.
It's a game.
Mark, are you here?
That's right. And y'all just lost the game.
I had to throw myself on the grenade to do it. I just couldn't stand it anymore.
You guys are familiar with this, the game?
No.
Oh, the only rules to the game are if you think about the game, you've lost it. Mm. So it's kind of a prank game, Jamie. You might appreciate this.
It's very meme-y.
Now you know about it. So next time you see me, I'm not going to be thinking about the game. And you can say, hey, you just lost the game. I'll go, ah.
What? Because you thought about it.
Because I haven't thought about it.
Huh? This sounds like the worst
roll it
game
back.
Ever.
Oh my gosh. Roll it back and explain
this is
it
another
again.
Onion
is, was this I thought a, I knew what this
okay,
was.
Okay, was this like for poor people or something, like who didn't have toys?
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is a game that we play in our friend circle.
I mean, I wasn't poor.
Imagination.
I wasn't sure, poor, I'm, but wait. I wasn't rich either, but we definitely didn't play that stupid ass game.
Roll it back. What are the rules again?
The rules of the game are that you lose the game by thinking about it.
Okay, so how does the game begin?
It starts now.
You know thinking about it, you just lost.
Exactly. We reset it every
That's
time we
stupid.
Talk about it. No.
Hold on. Yeah. So let's go through the mechanics of the game.
Okay.
So we are now playing the game.
Right.
No, you just lost.
Hold on.
No, we're still playing.
But
even
we
though
can't
you
hold
no,
on.
No, but he did. He thought
exactly.
about it, so he's
yeah,
losing.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean the game ends.
We're not
again.
Playing.
Yeah.
This is
no,
ridiculous.
We all right. We're all players. Now everybody in the room knows about it. We're all players of the game.
Right. This is why it's dangerous. Because
you've been playing since the day you were born.
But what I'm saying is you can walk up to someone and say, you just lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
And but actually, you lost because yes, you were thinking about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're the person who spoke
you walk
actually
up and go,
actively
I just
lost
the game.
So you should say, I've just lost the game.
And so have you, is what you, that's how you would say
right.
that.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because as soon as the end of that word ends, they thought about it next.
But what's yep. stupid
right,
is...
but you thought about it first.
Then,
yeah, so you lost.
You lost, and then they lost.
But so what? Then who's playing?
But,
what's
okay,
the...
Okay, but the first person exactly. to lose...
It's this
the
is game. Ridiculous. This is right. the worst game.
No, Jamie, this is the game.
But if
no.
a person in a one-on-one game, if one person loses first, the
but
other
they lose
person,
simultaneously.
No, they don't. Because...
How do you figure?
You thought of it before you said it. You weren't making sounds... not knowing what was going to come out.
Yeah, you can take yourself out of the game just by thinking about it.
But what I'm saying is, doesn't that mean that the other person won? Wouldn't it be? Wouldn't it make more sense for me to think about the game and walk up to Mark and say,
no,
you just won the game?
The only way to win the game, Adam, is to not be thinking about the game. That's when you're winning.
That's what I'm saying.
And you never win.
If I walk up to
so
Mark
even
tomorrow.
Even if you go up to someone and say,
no,
oh,
no.
you just won the
no,
game.
No.
I lost the game when I wrote this question.
Look,
and I knew you guys were going to be losing the game today. That's why I said
it was
dangerous.
If I walk up to Mark tomorrow and say, you just won the game, it's because I thought about saying that before he thought about the game.
But why would you throw the game? Why would you throw the game like that?
Because the game sucks, and I'm done playing it.
But once a game ends, another one starts, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, and if even if you say you won the game, they're losing the game because they're hearing about the game.
So could I say, I lost this one? I lost this game, Lee, but you lost the one just now.
It's always
but
happening.
Then, so wait, by that account, isn't it like a never-ending cycle of winning
and loss?
This
is like that water is wet thing.
I regret asking this question.
This is
like
the
water
is wet question.
This is horrible.
I mean, right. This is a dangerous question.
I just want to say, you're probably going to edit a whole lot of this out maybe, but I just want to say, I knew this from the beginning. That's why I was just sitting here with, and I'm surprised neither of them knew about losing the game.
I thought you were about to say it, and then you
well,
pulled it back.
I held off because I didn't want to lose.
Right.
But
you had
I
already
just,
lost, though.
You had already lost.
It became more and more clear that they didn't know what was going on, so I had to be like, the game.
Again, yeah. I'll say.
Adam's like, heffalumps and woozles?
I've never played this damn
elephants.
Game.
I thought it was about elephants.
This is a crap game.
You've all always right. played the game, Jamie. You just didn't know you were playing.
Don't pull that sick Michael Douglas shit on me.
I actually, I thought about playing it once, but...
Yeah,
I had already lost at that point. Yeah, so
you know how that goes.
Yeah, there was
all right,
no point.
So if you now know about the game and you hadn't before, sorry that you lost, but now you can play this with all your friends and have this exact conversation
Don't
with them.
Do it.
All right, let's go ahead and say thank you to our guests, Adam and Jamie, for joining us on the 78th episode.
When will you be back, Adam?
The no-no. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thanks, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
I think I will be back in 1 year's time.
Jesus.
It's year by year, we log Adam. Our visits with Adam. I'm sure we'll hear from you in between now and then, though.
I'm only a phone call away. I'm only 7,000 miles and just a couple of key presses away.
Maybe we'll have another international trivia competition.
I would love to do that on a day that I don't have to work the next day.
Mm.
All right.
A little salty.
Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hope you have some trivia in your future as a player and quizmaster.
I do. I'm working on a little something.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you've been coming out to mine a little bit more frequently lately. It's been good to see
you. We've all been trying to get back out a little more.
Great. Cool. All right. Well, that concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name's Quizmaster Lee. You can check out No Nonsense Trivia live on Mondays at 7 p.m. at Palace Pub and Wine Bar in Cape Coral. Tuesdays at Gather for Ladies Night Trivia in Cape Coral. That also starts at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, catch Mark Davis hosting trivia at Nice Guys Pizza at 9 p.m.
Hello.
Then each and every Thursday evening, we're at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show starting at 7 as well. Thank you for listening. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No in several ways, the easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You could also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page.
Cha-ching.
Thank you to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show. Thanks to our quiz daddies, Tommy from the Electric Mud and Tim from San Diego, a member of the trivia team called Pat's Garden Service. David Holbrook, David Holbrook, David Holbrook, David Holbrook, Rachel, Aaron, Kristen, and Fletcher, Proverbial Lightkeeper Mo, Matthew, Nicole, Pit Boss Luke, Spencer, The Chef, Hank, Dylan, Justin, Cooper, Elise, Aaron, Sarah, Brina, Carly, Christopher, Josh, Max, Lucas, John, again!
It's Gil. I had fun getting that all figured out.
Thanks also to Rumble Snailskins, Manu, Jeff, Efren, Steven, Michael C., and January, Michael J.
Chris...
Where are you going? Chrysler? Michael Chrysler?
Yes.
What is that?
I don't know.
We're working on a mic. Sorry about that. If you'd like to write us with a rate my question or miscorrection, you can do so at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia and on Twitter at No Non Trivia. We have a Facebook group you can join as well. Just search for No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on Facebook. You can join us, our Quiz Daddies, Team Captains, Proverbial Lightkeepers, Rumpel Snailskins, and us, of course, for discussion related to the no-no. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service. 5 stars only, please. Until next time, No Nonsense listeners.
Hold on. It's Michael January and Michael Crispy, because the air is crispy.
I like it.
Until next week.
Have a great week.